Thanks for tuning in to Life Coaching and Listening with Lish. So, I have a friend whom accidentally allowed a guy, a boy, a liar, a deceiver, you know, the kind, guys, to come into her life and sit around and try to rub that negative, bad energy off on her. And to a certain extent, I feel like it's a premeditated thing that guys do. Like when they see somebody that they like, they feel like, I have to make this person want to be around me, only me, all the time, nothing else. It's just so upsetting, the thought process that guys have. For instance, if you, if you have nothing that motivates you, being in a relationship is definitely out of the question for you. Because in a relationship, I think that everybody has to have like these motives and goals, and just like, it just has to be something like you're climbing up a ladder together. But like, if every day just consists of just like, you know, hanging out and chilling and like playing PlayStation and weird shit like that, like, there is no progression there. And how much love is there? Like, how long does a person stay and sit and endure such mistreatment, I think? You know what I mean? Sometimes I think we get wrapped up on the, oh, we've been messing with each other since high school, or, you know, like, it's, we were meant to be because this, this, and that. Like, those things are all nice, like, when you're reading books and looking at movies and stories and things like that. But in the actual real world, like, it's like so crunch time right now. You gotta get the fuck in and get out, like, while you have your opportunities and you have these runs. I mean, like, you get your little runs, because once they're gone, they're gone. And like, you know, like, what doesn't work used to be's. Like, nobody wants to hear about like what you used to be, could have been, or, you know, it's like, used to be's don't make no honey. It's like my favorite expression in the whole wide world right now. Because it doesn't. Used to be's don't make no fucking honey. They just don't. No matter how much they damn pay, they're not making it today. And everybody loves something new. And if what was new at one point in time is not delivering, something new has to come immediately in order to keep the attention of the opposite person. Does that make sense to you? So, friend who shall remain nameless, what do you think was the biggest, what was the biggest reason you stayed around? Because how many, it was years, it was a couple years.
Two
whole years out of your life that you'll never get that time back. And I'm not saying this to be like I'm on you, trying to get down on your back or nothing, but like, I just want you to think of these things that I'm saying, because the next go around, it may not be this easy for you to just like, you know, get up and walk out and leave. You have to pay attention now, because now it's preparing you for something that could be way much, like, much worse. And if you can't figure it out with this little incident right here, the next incident could possibly kill you. So for 2 years, when do you think that you discovered, hey, this isn't right? Or this person, when did you start saying, let me start asking about goals and things like that? Please tell.
Maybe like 8 months.
8 months in?
Yeah. I mean, 3 months I was like, okay, are you doing anything? They were saying, oh, they're working on it. They were saying they're working on it. So after 8 months, like after like a few more months, that I had to ask them, like, so what's your plan? What do you want to do? Because it's like I was waiting, and then I wasn't seeing the progress of the thing that they said that they're working on. So about 8 months. But it took me about 3 months to be like, oh, so what are you working on? Like, I know he was going to school.
Because a person could try to lie and be like, oh, yeah, I got some secret shit going on. I can't tell you. But after some months and you ain't been on no business meetings, uh-huh, no business partners come around, I mean, like, then continue. Sorry. I just get so...
Yeah, so that was basically it. About eight months before I said, like, so what exactly are you trying to do? Because me, I wasn't seeing a clear path. And I didn't want to pressure him because I was like, he's young at the moment, you know, and he did lie that he was 2 years old.
You're young at the moment. Tell my people how old you are. Like, I hate when people come in and be talking to me and they be like 17, 18, be like, man, I'm getting old out here. Like, oh my God, they didn't even know they still made that number. Tell these people how old you are.
I'm 20.
You can't even go to the casino. Like, it's just like, I'm through with it, but continue. But I'm glad this happened to you now early in life. Continue.
Yeah, so he said he was 2 years younger than his actual age. So.
I'm sorry, what?
He said he was, when I met him, he said he was 2 years younger than his actual age. So that's why I felt like,
Oh, this was acceptable to his age.
It just felt like, okay, he's not like, okay, he still has some time to like figure, you know, like to. He still has some time. That's what I was basically saying. With him being 2 years, with the age that he told me, he would be under 25. He would be 23. Oh. So I was like, oh, you know, he's going to school. So most of them, like,
don't. He knew he wasn't doing shit. And stuff. Ain't had shit planned.
So I was like, oh, okay, the school and all that. And that, you know, he's still, like, maybe at 25 or something, he must have, like, a certain path that he wants to take on.
Then, but that was not the case.
Yeah. Which it meant that instead of being 23, he was actually 25 at the moment.
So let me explain something to you. So now, do you understand what I'm saying to you when I say this was premeditated? Because to say, like, see, and now people don't like to admit it sometimes, like, what the fuck is really going on. But if you think about it, for me to go to that extremity to tell you that I'm 2 years younger, just so that I would appear younger because I know that the shit that I'm doing ain't some good shit, I have to do something. Like, I have to, in order to make this right. Because I know what I'm doing is trifling. I know I shouldn't be this age with this amount of things going on and this amount of goals.
To him, I think his thing was more of, I didn't want to scare you. Because at that moment when he met me, I was 18. So he said, when I asked him, like, why did you do that? He said, I thought, you know, you would think I'm too old or I'm way too older for you. And I was like, why would you just think that? Has that happened to you before? He said yes. And then, because even now, he still believes that age is just a number. So I don't even think it was his motive. Because even now, when I talk to him about it, he's like, age is just a number and people have their own time.
This is a fucking narcissist at his best behavior. And let me tell you something. These narcissists, they don't switch their game up. The shit's pretty much the same. It's textbook. What he's trying to do is basically get you to have some form of sympathy for this lack of that he's doing. And there's no excuse and there's no sympathy or empathy that should be given because it's fucking insane. You know what I mean? This was a premeditated attempt to get this young girl to get her and, you know, get her to conform into everything that he wants her to do and be, and that's just that. And to be honest, to a certain extent, it did work because you was just a little, you're a child for real. I mean, not saying it like you underage, but you're sort of like a child. Like, anybody under 21, I can't take you seriously. At all.
It's those that are 21 that you can't even, I know a couple, like, those that are 21 and 22 that can't even handle responsibilities.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You're absolutely right. So, I just want you to know, like, people are tricky and treacherous, and I need you to remember that, like, always. Remember, people come up with ways, they don't change. People aren't capable of change. If it's one thing I believe in, it's definitely that. They don't change unless something groundbreaking or life-changing happens. And I mean, when I say groundbreaking or life-changing, I mean literally just that. That's the only time people change. They only get craftier at what they're doing to disguise it, to fool you. It's all a big game. There's a book. Or you can get the audiobook if you're lazy as fuck or you don't know how to read. This book, Life Changer. Are you ready to hear the name of the book?
Sure.
Listen, it's called The Game of Life and How to Play It. Gives you, have you heard of something like that? Seriously?
Something like that, yeah.
I'm talking about get into it. And reading books is good for your mind, you know what I mean? Reading is fundamental. Knowledge is great. You like audiobooks? Really?
I only like it when it's talking to something that I'm interested about.
Okay, so you are into, you do listen to self-help.
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that. I like that. Anybody that listens to any form of things that help you be better or just anything to that improves your life, I love that. You know what I mean? And anybody else that does that, I think very highly of them. Excuse me.
And that's a moment that made me like kind of see that kind of like made me more different from him was when I listened to one audiobook and I was like, you should listen to it because it's talking about a lot of things that we don't know.
Oh, he didn't want to hear that shit.
And I was like, that might be the reason why, you know, even though we keep working or I keep working, we might always, like, even if depending on where I work and stuff like that, why we might always end up still, like, struggling from time
sex,
to time.
Even sex.
There's some things we can learn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I told him it's the first time I'm asking him to listen to a book and that he should really, and it's someone else that recommended to me and someone else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, it's really, like, it's not to waste his time. Like, it's really powerful.
This is some real shit, like turn the PlayStation off for a second, sweetie.
He didn't want to listen to it. Then he said, why should I listen to it? And I gave him a whole 10 minutes presentation because I had listened to it. It was a 6-hour thing and I listened to it for 3 hours and I had to go to work. So, and then I gave him a whole 10 minutes presentation about it. And at the end,
disrespect.
I gave him the headphones so he could plug it in and he didn't touch it. And I'm like,
but you know, again, like I said, something groundbreaking has to happen in order for this person to want to even do better. It has to be from within. You know what I mean? And like,
mm-hmm.
We could talk till we fucking blue in the face, and I don't mean that as a racial joke, but we can talk till we blue in the face. And if a person doesn't want to, they're just not gonna fucking do it. And that's just that. You ever heard of people that have been dealing with people for 15, years. 20, 30 years and was doing them dirty and fucked up and wrong? And then they get with a stripper and they just treat her right, do everything how they supposed to do. I don't know. It's just how the numbers go sometimes. It's just people do what they want to do, how they want to do it. Whether it's fucked up or whether it's like, if it's a smart decision or not, that's just life. And the moment that we get more, how can I say, the more that we educate ourselves on these different types of personality disorders, because that's what the fuck it is. Then we'll see, like, okay, we'll see these things coming, and it'll be more harder to trick us, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I'm about to get my evening started because I have clients that will be coming. Because yes, I am a massage therapist, and I have the healing hands. I'm amazing. Something like, shush. What have I been likened to? A miracle worker, the messenger, the healer. I mean, just anything majestic, I'm affiliated with it. So, that's going to complete this segment. Don't get food out there. See you soon.